I am Pandarius, a scholar of Thera.
My name is Thorin. I hit people.
A tablet I translated could hold the key to stopping a demonic apocalypse at sundown.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Many will try to stop me from unlocking its secrets.
Oh, they'll try.
This would be my first adventure with Thorin.
Let's go!
As the Avatar of Green Eyes! Welcome to A Scholar's Journey.
Religion is not that intangible thing, the misunderstood eventuality that everyone is seeking in every part of the world. Religion is a thing of fact within Dalia. Why, even the ground we walk on is worshipped as one of our gods. Religion exists within its preset structures, complicated and convoluted, mysterious and simple. The job of Chancellor Meriwether is to understand, worship, and respect all 16 gods equally. It is a task with which she was entrusted by the free lands of Dalia, and a responsibility she carries out to the best of her abilities.
After a few breaths, Dimitri stood up again. A shadowy outline extended from his body, framing a single dark blue wing. Then, the wing dissipated slowly until it was gone altogether.
You have a penchant for theatrics, I see. My otherworldly contacts say that your people make contracts that cannot be broken, no matter the cost. But that creature, you left it so easily. 'Tis curious, considering the permanence of the promised binding and its associated cost.
He looked down at the discarded form of the Hulk lying on his floor.
It was intended to be temporary. A puppet with fewer strings to cut.
The hissing voice of Kestrel could be heard inside Dimitri's mind. Dimitri wagged his head pensively.
I see. And the side effects?
Severing the spirit bond prematurely shatters the mind of the host.
And our arrangement?
At the end of the day, your body, soul, and being are mine for the taking. Until then, you may use my powers and knowledge as you see fit to act outside the edicts of your golden god. Oh, how I wish to be flesh again. Do you agree to the binding of our beings?
I do.
Perfect! You are a vessel beyond compare, my lord. Today, I am yours. Do with my powers as you will. Let us have some fun!
Hold your tongue, creature. I do not want you to distract me today.
Yes, your grace. My, how the pious have fallen. To ally with one of my kind. The irony is almost poetic.
My devotion to my god is unshakable. I would sacrifice my soul for his will. If I must lie in a bed of snakes and demons to do that, so be it. Sadly, The Allfather Dolron gives me the power to act only within the bounds of justice and retribution. To fulfill my goals today, I will need to go beyond the bounds of my morality.
You have the power that I offer for one day, my lord. At the end, your body, mind, soul, and essence become mine, and you will cease to exist.
When I communed with a representative of Dolron, he told me that you would know the rest of the steps of the ritual. Is this true, creature? The first step was translated already, and there are hints that there are two after that, and they must be performed in order.
The knowledge to free my people was engraved into my mind.
Your people got what they deserved. At the very most, you're a tool, and I only hope your usefulness will outweigh the blight of your existence.
Diometris then cocked his ear slightly at a sound from near the curtains.
How long have you been watching from the shadows, Davian?
His gold-decorated robes swished along the ground as he turned. A man clad in flowing black fabric that hung loosely on his sinewy frame stepped out from behind the curtains. He was a bit shorter than Diometris, and his way of walking silently gave the impression that he had natural stealth. His shoulder-length hair was pale gray, almost white. It looked shaggy, as if it had long been untended and only recently washed and brushed, causing it to frame his gaunt face jaggedly. His garnet-colored eyes darted quickly from left to right as he took in his surroundings, and there was a certain cunning in the way he smiled. His chest was adorned with a simple silver moon that gleamed in contrast with his black clothing.
Your senses are finally tuned, my lord. I'm surprised that you noticed me.
How much of that interaction did you see and hear?
Diometris gave the man a sharp look that underlined the seriousness of the question. Davian threw up his hands casually and shrugged his shoulders.
Enough, but the spirits you consort with are not my affair.
Very professional, assassin.
This is just business, speaker.
Today will be exceedingly dangerous. Do you and your people understand the risks?
Diometris was watching the assassin carefully for his response.
Yes, the Mortalitas assassins are ready to give our lives to fulfill any contract we accept, including this one. We will operate as your eyes and ears today, and if an obstacle appears, we will remove it.
On the other matter, outlined in this contract, have you confirmed that your brother is here?
Davian cocked his head to the side with confidence, and strands of his long hair fell across his eyes.
Sorin wanders from city to city. We baited him here with whispers of our presence in Dayil, and we will begin the process of luring him into the open shortly. If I know him at all, he cannot resist getting involved. Your lordship, I have a word of caution about my brother Sorin. He has an even more colorful past than most of my family, and this causes him to be dangerous. If pushed too far, there is little that can stop him.
Make sure that does not happen.
Davian bowed.
On another note, there are still loose ends dangling in our path. The researchers at the Scar may figure out the details of the ritual if we leave them alive. How are they being cleansed?
I have sent a group of my people to cover up anything that may lead back to you.
If you can, make sure they do not suffer.
Oh, where would the fun be in that?
Davian asked with a sly smile, and in response, Dimitri straightened his shoulders and looked down on the assassin from his full height.
It would be a pity if you were on my list of unfortunate accidents.
Davian shrugged his shoulders.
There is one other matter. A young scholar by the name of Pendarius Grayson was sent a tracing of one tablet and purportedly has translated it in full. Something that no other has been able to do. He is presumably meeting with either the head researcher, Isaiah Helcriff, or one of his assistants.
Dimitris tapped his chin thoughtfully.
Grayson. Something about that name. Odd.
He shook his head.
What action is being taken?
I have men shadowing him now. When they see their chance, they will strike.
Good. I look forward to success in our endeavors, Davian.
Davian smiled maliciously, and his eyes twinkled.
The Mortalitas assassins are yours to command, my lord.
Davian swiftly ducked out the window and disappeared into the brightening dawn. Dimitris turned from the window and clasped his hands behind his back. Kestrel's outline appeared on the wall behind Dimitris.
You have impressive friends, my liege.
Events have begun to unfold. Where will this story lead, I wonder?
Dimitris turned toward the large, dark form on the ground and eyed it for a moment.
If the ritual is as you say, this creature may yet serve a useful purpose. Even in its unconscious state.
Dimitris pulled a small, sharp letter opener from his robes. The speaker walked to the still form and quickly cut a small tuft of glossy black hair from the unconscious creature's body. He then pulled one of the two blue ties from his hair and wrapped the fur with it and placed it securely in one of his pockets. After Dimitris took his souvenir, he watched as the large creature's form began to change. Bones cracked, muscles shrank, the hair receded, and he took on a humanoid demeanor. He was soon a small man in appearance, unconscious on the ground, and breathing slowly and deeply. Suddenly, a loud banging came from the other side of the door.
Is everything all right, sir? We found bodies in a hall.
I am fine. This creature, on the other hand.
Sir, are you all right?
Dimitris calmly pointed toward the naked, unconscious form on the ground.
If you could see him to the cells below and keep him under observation, that would be appreciated.
One wide-eyed guard looked at the broken desk.
What happened there?
Diometris motioned toward the shattered desk.
An assassination attempt that failed. Replace this wreckage and get out of my room.
The guard saluted. The other guards picked up the unconscious man and draped him with a tabard that partially hid his nakedness, then carried him out of the room. Outside, Davian hung one-handed from the eaves above the window. A triumphant grin split the assassin's face, a precursor to the carnage to come.
Dear Thayer, my brother, you will not be able to stop these deaths either.
A new day has begun with dark intentions rampant within Dael's streets. Assassins strike in the next episode of A Scholar's Journey, Heart Full of Black. This episode featured the voice talents of Herrick Erickson Briggle as the narrator and Pandarius Grayson, Stephen Daniel Moore as Soren Luna Mortalitas and a guard, Joseph Black as Kestrel, Justin Williams as Davian Luna Mortalitas, and finally, Eric Hickman as Diometris Malus Aquatus. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode of A Scholar's Journey.